The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon of Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to them, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow. So that I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate a great feast, the feast of our Lord's Last Supper. Father and I went down to the Cathedral Basilica this morning to renew our priestly promises before the Archbishop and all of our brother priests and deacons. We did that in order to help us to realize our mission, the vocation that we are called to do. We share in the office of priesthood, but not only priesthood, also victimhood. When we think about Christ, we see that our Lord was a priest. But in the Old Testament, the priest, the Levitical priesthood, they always offered up animal sacrifice. They offered up these animals as a sacrifice offering for sin. Why offer up animal sacrifice? Even the pagan priests knew to offer up animal sacrifice. Because even the pagans understood that sin is in the blood. Sin is in the blood. And so our blood is tainted with sin. And the shedding of blood offers up as a sacrifice, a reparation for sin. But it was not possible that animals could redeem humanity. Our Lord was the priest that offered up himself as a victim. He is the Lamb of God that sacrificed himself. And so at the Last Supper, he gathered all of his disciples, his apostles, and he bends down on his knees and he washes their feet. Before he offers his sacrifice, this unbloody sacrifice in this Passover, making a new covenant. And so Peter doesn't understand. He says, you know what, Lord, you can't do this. You can't wash me. And the Lord reveals to him that it's necessary that he does this. It wasn't a matter of just humility. We think that our Lord is showing humility, which he is. But he's also doing something else. He's purifying them. He's purifying their souls to receive him, body, blood, soul, divinity, and the whole Eucharist. He's calling them to be purified. And so, brothers and sisters of Christ, it was God who called you here this night. He called each and every one of you by name. But why did he call you? He called you not to simply hear to offer up praise and thanksgiving, which is good, which is necessary. But he called you to receive him in a physical way, because we are human beings that have a physical body. God, who's invisible, became visible. We needed a God that we can see, smell, taste, touch. And so through the sacraments, we encounter Christ through eyes of faith. God took that which he created, water, and he used it to serve a purpose, to bring us to be cleansed in order to help us to receive him, to have that disposition, to receive him with a heart that is pure. Our Lord did not come down from heaven to suffer and die on the cross, to just be hidden in a tabernacle. That was never God's will, to be hidden in a gold tabernacle, in a gold ciborium. This tabernacle is not worthy to hold Almighty God. Even the chalice that's plated in gold and silver is not worthy to hold God's presence. Our Lord created our soul to be the tabernacle, our heart to be the chalice, to be the ciborium. He doesn't want us to look at him from afar. He wants to receive him in a powerful, intimate way from within our soul. So the tabernacle in our soul has to be plated in gold. And that plated of gold is his grace. His grace is what gives us the opportunity to have a soul that's plated in gold. But a living, we are living members of the body of Christ. We're not inanimate objects. We are fully alive. And so the Lord calls us to have that communion, that union with him and each other. And so you answer that call. And by doing so, you rejoice the Sacred Heart of Christ. Christ rejoices in you answering this call, fulfilling your mission to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the Most Holy Eucharist. So many of our brothers and sisters of Christ are online, you know, watching from afar. And we want the Lord to bless them too, right? And God can bless them, and he will bless them with his grace. But they need representation. And you are representing all of them. Because when Father and I celebrate Mass, we don't celebrate Mass alone. You know, who celebrates a party with no one there? right? You have a birthday party and you're there, you have the cake, you have the candles, right? But then no one's there. God wants this celebration, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to be a family affair, right? The family gathers together. We all gather together to be physically present when we can and try our best to be physically present. Because when you do that, you answer the call of the Father and you fulfill the mission of being a disciple of Christ. And so, brothers and sisters of Christ, Father and I, we share, along with the deacon, in a mysterial way, as a clergy. We serve in the mysterial priesthood. But you serve in the royal priesthood. So when you see the host become elevated, when I'm elevating the consecrated host and the chalice, offer up your intentions. You know, pray for all of your intentions, for yourself, for your family, for your friends. And when the gifts are being placed on the altar, give the Lord yourself. Give him your sufferings. Give him your worries, your concerns. Everything that's going on, allow that to be placed on the altar with the bread and the wine. As a royal priest, offer that. Offer yourself, your heart, your mind, your body and soul. You as a priest, as a royal priest, you can make that self-offering. You can become one with the Lamb of God. And so what happens then? What makes it worthy to be offered to the Father? What makes it worthy is the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. So when it's on the altar, it's the Holy Spirit that gathers your sufferings, your cross. He gathers all that up and unites it to the Paschal mystery, Jesus' passion, Jesus' death, Jesus' resurrection, because it's all about Christ. And when it's united to Christ and his Paschal mystery, then it is worthy to be offered to the Father. Because our Heavenly Father, he accepts the offering of Christ. And so he is the priest and the victim. And once we unite ourselves with him, then it becomes a worthy offering to the Father. Through the Holy Spirit, this is accomplished. And this is our calling. This is our mission. So let us always allow the Lord to help us to do this, to make this self-offering, to allow the Holy Spirit to bring an altar and to raise up to the glory of God the Father.